مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. صدق الله العلي العظيم. حضرین کرام، الله سبحانه و تعالی in سوره البقره has mentioned an incident about سيدنا ابراهيم على نبينا وعليه الصلاه والسلام. In this incident and waqia of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, are quite a few lessons and great lessons to be learnt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and me the tawfiq, the ability to understand, to comprehend, put into practice, and to propagate, inshallah. May Allah give us the istiadad, the ability of the fahm, the understanding and the haqiqat of these ayat. In Surah Al-Baqarah, which is in the third juz in Tilka Rusul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention by reminding the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in so doing reminding us and the whole world, recall to memory, remember. So the verb is understood, udhkur, remember. Idh qala Ibrahim, when Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, Khalilullah, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he said to his Rabb, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Oh my Rabb, show me how you bring the dead to life. Show me that. الْإِحْيَاء, إِحْيَاءُ الْمَوْتَى, the resurrection of the dead. Show me how you bring the dead to life. Qala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, awalam tu'min, what Ibrahim, my Khalil, you don't believe? Do you not have iman? Hazrat Allama Jalaluddin As-Suyuti alayhi rahma gave a very beautiful piece of commentary here. He said, sa'alahu مَا عِلْمِهِ بِإِيمَانِهِ لِيُجِيبَهُ بِمَا قَالَ لَهُ فَيَعْلَمَ السَّامِعُونَ غَرْضَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him this question, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِن, do you not have iman, Ibrahim? You don't believe? Allah asked him that deliberately, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge that Ibrahim alayhi salam has full iman in Allah. Allah knows that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has full iman in him, in his qudra, in his power. But he asked him that question, liyujibahu, that Ibrahim may answer Allah with what he has said. And then the listeners like we would know what was the purpose of Ibrahim's asking his Rabb, that we may know what was his purpose in asking Allah, arini kayfa tuhyi al-mauta, show me how you bring the dead to life. What was his purpose? Subhanallah. Qala bala. So Ibrahim answered, that we may understand what is his motive, what is his purpose. He said, indeed, O Allah, certainly I believe, I have iman. وَلَكِنْ لِيَتْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, but it is for my heart to become tranquil. It is just for my heart to be at ease. لِيَتْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي بِالْمُعَايَنَةِ الْمَذْمُومَةِ إِلَى الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ. Again, a very beautiful piece of commentary here. O Allah, I want you to show me this visibly, that I could witness it, that I could see it. لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, so that my heart could have itminan, sukoon, tranquility. بِالْمُعَيَنَا, by witnessing and actually seeing. الْمَضْمُومَةِ إِلَى الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ, which is connected and linked up to reasoning. Reasoning, istidlal, and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli shay'in qadir. Qala ba'dul mufassirin, some of the commentators have mentioned, we can understand from this that Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying that I want you to show me liyatma'inna qalbi, so that my heart could have tranquility, iyanan, by seeing it visibly in front of me, kama itma'anna qalbi burhanan, just as my heart had tranquility through the proof, through reasoning, through akal, through intelligence, through argument, so too, in a visible way, I want my heart to become tranquil as well. So the commentators have mentioned, فَالْمُشَاهَدَةُ يُحَسِّلُ إِتْمِينَانًا, that mushahada and witnessing something brings about such a type of tranquility in the heart. لَا يَكُونُ مَعَ الْعِلْمِ الْيَقِينِ, which does not come with ilmu al-yaqeen, knowledge of certainty. Yes, there is a bit of tranquility, but the extent of tranquility and peace of mind that comes in witnessing and experiencing something does not occur with ma'al ilm al-yaqini, with ilm al-yaqeen, knowledge of certainty, which is also, mashallah, matloob and desired. Lima fihi, because of that which is present in mushahada and mu'ayana and witnessing, because of that which is present in it. Min al ihsas, of the ihsas, of the feelings, of the experiencing, of the witnessing. Alladhi qallama fihi shakun, in which seldom there is any doubt after that at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course our iman is bil ghaib, our iman is in the unseen. We believe in Allah, we haven't seen Allah. We believe in Jannah, we believe in Jahannam, we believe in Azabul Qabr, punishment of the grave. We believe in the day of Qiyamah, we believe in the Malaika. Our iman is bil ghaib, we believe without seeing. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings certain things in front of some of his creatures. like the Anbiya. He shows them certain things, mu'jizat, miracles, mu'ayana, mushahada, and they witness and they experience certain things. And even those who are not the Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He does it to them also too. Like the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah, the mashayikh, the akabir, and sometimes even to common people like us. That Allah shows us some sign. I show that some of you, maybe every one of you, may have some experience in his life that he saw something, Allah showed him some sign, he witnessed something which just lifted his iman. Everybody has his own experience. Like Hazrat Ash-Sheikh Maulana Yusuf Mutala, Hafidhahullah, he said to me that every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him something, he witnesses something mysterious, strange, which just does tajdeed of his iman, strengthen and renewal and taqwiyat of his iman. Mushahada, subhanallah. It's present from this ayat. Back to the ayat. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, remember when Ibrahim said, رَبِّ أَرِنِي, O my Rabb, show me, كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, how you bring the dead to life. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ, he said, do you not have iman in my kudrat over al-ihyan, resurrection? قَالَ بَلَى, he said, no doubt. وَلَكِنْ لِيَتْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, but it is just to bring itminan and tranquility to my heart. Such an itminan, subhanallah, which doesn't come with anything else. Because there is no feelings and experience and ihsas in which seldom there is any shak and doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ فَقُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الطَّيْرِ, Allah says to him, take four birds, get four birds. قُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الطُّيُورِ فَصُرُهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ, and tame them, let them get accustomed to you. Yani amilhunna ilayk, let them be inclined to you, train them. Waqatti'hunna, then after that cut them up into pieces, tukra tukra. Waqatti'hunna wa aklit lahmahunna, and then after you cut up these four birds into pieces, mix them into one another, intermingle, let the meat intermingle, mix it up. Warishahunna, and mix up the feathers of every bird also too, mix them all up, cut them up into pieces, mix up their flesh and mix up their feathers. Subhanallah. Thumma ja'al ala kulli jabalim minhunna juz'a, then place on every mountain from the mountains of your land a portion of this cut up meat which has all been mixed up from the four birds all mixed up together with the feathers. Place a portion on every mountain from the mountains of your land. Thumma du'uhunna, and then Ibrahim, you call them as you used to call them because you had trained them. ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ, then call them. يَأْتِينَ كَسَايَا, they will come speedily to you. Allahu Akbar. And so it came to pass that Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Jalaluddin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us benefit from the ilm and the ulum of our Salafi Salih. Hazrat Jalaluddin says, فَأَكَذَا تَوْعُوسًا, Ibrahim took a peacock, wa nasran, and a vulture, wa guraban, a crow, the black crow, or the raven, wa deekan, and a deek, a rooster. These are the four boats that he took. Wa fa'ala bihinna, and he did to them ma dhukira, what was mentioned before. Cut them into pieces, mix up their flesh and feathers. Wa akadha ru'usahunna indahu, he placed a portion of this on every mountain from the mountains of his land, and he held the heads. The heads of these birds were with him. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam did as Allah told him. Fada'ahunna, he called them. Allahu Akbar. When he called them, the pieces, the ajza, the pieces of the birds, they all came together. Hatta takamalat, until the pieces of every single bird became complete again once more. From all the portions, when he called, the ajza, the pieces of the birds, of the separate birds, they all came together. Hatta takamalat, until each individual bird was separate and complete by itself. The peacock, the vulture, the raven, the gurab, and the rooster, the deek. And then these birds flew and came straight and connected themselves to the heads that were with Ibrahim ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah said, thumma du'uhunna, call them. Ya'tina kasaya, they will come to you hurriedly, quickly. Wa'alam, and then know, anna allaha azizun, that Allah is aziz. He is mighty. La yujizuhu shay'un, nothing renders him helpless. He is not incapable of anything at all. Hakim, and Allah is wise in what he does. A great story, a great waqia. But one step further. Allahu Akbar. There is a big, big message in this, but it is subtle. It is hidden. It is fine and delicate, that only our ulama could have taken out such a lesson from this. The commentators mention hikmatul ikhtiyar, the wisdom in choosing these birds, these four birds. Hikmatul ikhtiyar bihadhihi tuyur, with these four birds. Is what? Shibhuha bil insan, is its resemblance, the resemblance of these birds to man. We are like these birds. Allahu Akbar. لِأَنَّ فِي الطَّاوُسِ الْخُيَلَى وَالْعُجُبِ, because in the peacock there is the quality of conceit and pride, vanity. The peacock, because the peacock is so beautiful, so many colors, many feathers, the peacock is so beautiful, the peacock has the quality of ujub, of conceitedness or conceit, vanity, pride, ujub. And man is just like that. Man is vain, the average man is vain, vanity, pride, love of himself, self-conceit, conceitedness is present in man, in the average man. وَفِي النَّسْرِ شَهْوَةَ الْأَقْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ, and in the vulture there is the shahwa and the passion of eating and drinking. Eating and drinking, the vulture, Egyptian vulture, the vultures. That shahwat and passion which is within them is of eating and drinking. And man is like that. Man loves his belly. The average man loves his belly and he likes to eat. Alhamdulillah. This person says, Alhamdulillah, I should say, Yarhamukallah. Imam Malik one time was teaching his class. And the king heard a big uproar. He said, what's that? He said, Imam Malik sneezed. The students, who should have been in the thousands, said, Yarhamukallah. And then the person says, Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum. So, man is like that. He likes to eat and drink. Akhl, eating and drinking. Wa fil gurabi al-hirsa. And in the crow, in the raven, is the quality of greed. The black crow, or hirs, greed. Very greedy bird. Man is like that. Man is greedy. He's bakhil, greedy. And with that, he's also miserly and stingy. Greed. Ibn Rasul alayhi salam said, man is so greedy that the only thing could fill his appetite and fill his belly is the dirt of the grave. Nothing else. The average man. But not you people, mashallah, who are, mashallah, striving for perfection. May Allah take us to higher levels, inshallah. For we are getting older every day. We don't want to be on the same level of jahiliyat and ignorance. Wafiddiq, and in the rooster, which we also call the cock, the rooster. What quality? Shahwatan nikah. It has the shahwa and desire for nikah. Oh, it always wants nikah. You know what's the asli, original meaning of nikah? Nikah means jima. Yani, sexual relation. The rooster loves that. He lives for that. And man is like that. He goes crazy when he sees a skirt, he sees a woman, a figure, the glance, billboards. The world is crazy. They have made their Qibla woman. If they have to advertise some drink, it's a woman. If you have to advertise a spark plug, it's a woman. A battery is a woman. Everything woman, because shahwat of jima. So the rooster has that. And man is just like that, the average man. Very few people can control themselves. Even pious people. Ma'ad Allah. If the fitna comes when they are tempted, very few people can be saved like Yusuf and Dhulaika. Subhanallah. Temptation, seduction. Even pious people it could happen to, because that drive, that sexual urge is there in man. Subhanallah. Wa kullaha fil insan. All of these qualities are in man. So the hikmat and the wisdom of choosing and selecting these four birds is a shibh, and to show a resemblance with man and the qualities of man. Wal iqtisar alayha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricted the birds to only these four birds. Wal iqtisaru alayha, the restriction and limitation only to these four birds. Isharatun is an indication for the intelligent one, is an indication and a sign. Annal insan, that man, a sensible man, idha taraka hadhihi shahawati dhamima. A man, when he leaves out these lowly, base, animal, evil, bad, low-down desires, when he leaves that out, when he controls that, when he slaughters it, as Ibrahim had slaughtered these birds and cut them up into pieces and killed them. When a man slaughters these desires, leaves out desires, curbs these desires. Anna al-insan idha taraka hadhi shahawat al-zamima. When he leaves out these shahawat and passions, lahika bi ala darajat. He will link up to the higher levels. Allahu Akbar. Fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the next world. That is why al mufassir al Baydawi, subhanallah rahimahullah, he says wafihi, in what has been mentioned, in a nutshell, in a summary, wafihi ima'un, is an indication ila anna ihya an nafs, that the revival of the nafs, the bringing to life of the nafs, the awakening of the nafs, isharatun ila anna ihya an nafs ila al-hayatil abadiyya, towards everlasting life. Allahu Akbar. When a person, his nafs becomes so alive that the way to it, this what has been mentioned is an indication to show a man, now listen, if you want to bring your nafs to life, if you want your nafs never to die in this dunya, in the grave and in the akhirah, to be eternally alive, spiritually alive, ila anna ihya an nafs bil hayatil abadiyya, with eternal everlasting life, forever life, good life, yata'atta, innama yata'atta, will only come about bi imatati hubb ash-shahawat waz-zukhrufat, that will only come about by the slaughtering and the killing of the love of desires and embellishment. So if you want your nafs to live and to rise to the higher heights, you want to revive your nafs and make it live, bring it to everlasting life, it can only occur bi imatati, by the imatat and the killing and the slaughtering of what? Hubbi shahawat, the love of desires and passions, these evil desires, was zukrufat, and embellishment. That's the great hikmat and wisdom in this. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq to practice upon what we have heard, the ability to understand, to make amal, and to convey. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.